Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, they're announcing the last of the starting lineups. By the way, I did need to make a quick correction. The last starter wasn't Jalen Lewis for West Memphis. It was junior Jaden Irwin. The guy was actually not on the roster originally when we was provided, but he will be out there on the floor for West Memphis. And now Mount Home comes out on the floor to join the Blue Devils. Matt Jones will jump center for the Bombers, and looks like it will be Chris Moore jumping center for West Memphis. And we're about to get this boys game underway. Official comes to center court, ball is up in the air, and the tip is, well, they're going to call a jump ball and re-tip. So yeah, it was no one touched it initially when the ball was on its way down. All right, now the ball is back up in the air, and this time West Memphis went to tip. They're moving left to right in this first half. Here is Sykes into the front court, throws over on the left wing to Horde. Horde's going to dribble down towards the court, now goes back to the wing, goes back up top now. Ball goes over on the right side to the Sykes. Down on the low block to Irwin. Hey, has the ball knocked away, and Mount Home comes up with the steal. West Memphis commits a turnover on their first possession of the night. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Blue Devils in a man-to-man defense. We are 28 seconds into this contest. Gilbert with it still at the top. Throws it over to Tabor on the right elbow. Back to Gilbert on the wing. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Ball is knocked around. They're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. As it goes out of bounds, it will be West Memphis basketball with 7:20 left in this first quarter. No score as of yet. Williams will walk the ball into the front court for the Blue Devils. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Now Sykes has it. Now he gives it back to Williams on the right side. Williams will dribble near the top. Now ball goes down in the right corner to Moore. Moore's going to go down into the lane. Now kicks it out to Sykes on the wing. He dribbles to the left corner. Now he'll throw it out on the wing to Moore, to Horde. Horde's going to go down into the lane, pull up for the jumper, off the glass and in. Emmanuel Horde puts West Memphis on the board first. 2-0 our score with 6:50 left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Crawford on the right side, down to Jones on the low block. Jones looking to make a move, he's going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper, misses everything, and the rebound's controlled by Williams. He's quickly back the other way, going into the lane, going up for the jumper off the glass, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. He's back the other way for Mountain Home. Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court for the Bombers, throws over to Jones on the left wing. Jones going to pull up for the three and for the lead. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Blue Devils. 6:14 left in the first quarter. 2-0 West Memphis leading. Horde's going to pull up for the three on the left side. Good. Emmanuel Horde with all 5 points in this game so far. And it is a 5-0 West Memphis lead. A little over 6 minutes left in this opening quarter. Gilbert across the half-court stripe, dribbling to the right side. Now he takes a screen from Crawford. Now he's being double-teamed, gives it to Crawford. Crawford throws up top to Tabor. Tabor thought it by a three. Now he is going to pull up for the three. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Sykes. He's back the other way for the Blue Devils. He will give it over on the right side to Williams. Williams back up top to Sykes. Over to Horde on the left. Horde's going to drill down into the lane as his layup was stripped away. Ball goes, Horde was able to save it in, but right to the hands of Wyatt Gilbert, who's back the other way for the layup. Good. Mountain Home on the board, and now West Memphis is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 5:23. Let's play in the first quarter. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 5-2. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, West Memphis brought in a couple subs during the timeout. Jalen Lewis and Damian Doolittle, both seniors. Here is Doolittle into the front court for the Blue Devils. He'll take the screen, dribble to the right side, throws up top to Sykes. Sykes dribbles to the left side, gives over there to Hort on the wing. Now at the elbow. Now ball goes up top to Sykes. Sykes gives it back to Hort on the left wing. Sykes will throw it back up top to, to Hort throws back up top to Sykes. Now over the right side to Doolittle. Up top to Sykes. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Kylan Sykes with his first 3 points of the night. 8-2. West Memphis on top with 4:50 left in the first quarter. Gilbert across the half-court stripe. Throws it to Jones on the left elbow. Back to Gilbert, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 5 points. And it's an 8-5 West Memphis lead with 4:34 left to play in this opening period. Doolittle dribbles to the left wing, throws up top to Hort. Hort's going to try for another three. This one will not go, and Jones gets the rebound. Back come the Bombers. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. Excuse me. Gilbert almost had the ball now. He does have the ball knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Last touch by West Memphis. Now Tom will inbound it with 4:15 left in this opening period. Harris will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. It's an 8-5 West Memphis lead. Gilbert had to dive for the ball. He's able to get it back to Harris, and Mount Tom avoids a turnover narrowly. Gilbert with it on the left wing, throws up top to Tabor, over to Harris on the right side. Harris is going to drill down towards the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper off the glass and in. Good job by Satch Harris to get the good job using the glass there to get that basket. That's his first 2 points of the night. 8-7, West Memphis lead cut down to a point with 3:48 left in the first quarter. Here's Doolittle with it on the left wing. Throws up top to Hort. Over on the right side to Sykes. And a pass goes down into the paint. And a foul is going to be called, a reach-in foul on Matt Jones. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. Ball's with Doolittle on the right wing. Now he drills to the top. Goes back to the wing. Down the corner to Sykes. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and he gets it. Kylan Sykes with 6 points all from behind the arc, and it's back to a two-possession game, 11-7. West Memphis up with 3:22 left in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Now throws it up top to Tabor, over to Crawford on the left. Now Tabor has it in the left corner. Cross-court pass to Gilbert on the right side. Thought about three. Now he's going down into the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. He's going to be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 3:02 left in this opening period. Kylan Sykes picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against West Memphis. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. This will be the first free throw for either team. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. Kyron Haisley is coming in for West Memphis as Kylan Sykes will take a seat. Haisley, another senior. Again, this is a very senior-heavy West Memphis lineup. Gilbert's second free throw is up and in. He gets both. He now has 7 points. 11-9, this game is back to one possession. Less than 3 minutes left as Doolittle's into the front court. Ball goes over on the right side to Haisley. Haisley takes the screen, and offensive foul. They're going to call an illegal screen on Jalen Lewis. That's his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Blue Devils, and their third turnover of the night. 2:50 left to play in the first quarter as Mountain Home has the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Crawford on the right side, up top to Tabor, over to Gilbert in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three for the lead. Good! Wyatt Gilbert already in double figures with 10 points, and it's a 12-11 West Memphis lead. Our first lead change of the night. Less than 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Horde with the ball on the left wing. Now ball goes up top to Moore. Over on the right side to Doolittle. Doolittle's going to dribble to the top. Gives it there to Horde. Over to Moore on the left side. He's got near the corner. Now he'll give it on the wing to Hazley. Hazley's going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Doolittle in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Tabor gets the rebound, and back come the Bombers. Mounts home with the ball, leading 12-11. A little over 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Gilbert throws over to the right side to Crawford. Up top to Tabor. Over to Harris on the left. Harris will dribble up to the top. Gives it to Crawford on the right. Crawford throws up top to Jones now. Over to Harris near the left corner. Harris will give it up top to Tabor. Down, he throws down to Jones, and Chris Moore's going to be called for a reach over foul. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against West Memphis. Deion Williams going to check back in for the Blue Devils as Emmanuel Horde will take a seat. 1:40 left to play in the first quarter. Mount Tom will inbound the ball, leading 12-11. Harris will trigger the pass underneath the basket. Gets into Crawford in the left corner. Now throws it near the top to Tabor. Now Gilbert has it. Over to Tabor. Tabor trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he's going to dribble to the right side. And now a foul's going to be called away from the ball in West Memphis. Davion Doolittle got a little too aggressive. That is his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Blue Devils. He got a little too aggressive guarding Wyatt Gilbert. Satch Harris inbounds the ball to Wyatt Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to dribble down into lane, pull up for the jumper. Will not go, and the rebound comes to Jalen Lewis, and back comes West Memphis with a chance to get the lead back. Here is Hazley with the ball in the right corner. He finds Moore just outside the lane. Now he's going to call for the offensive foul. Chris Moore called for the charge. That's his second personal foul. Fifth team foul against West Memphis, and their fourth turnover of the night. 1:12 left to play in the first quarter. Emmanuel Horde's going to check back in for the Blue Devils as Chris Moore will take a seat with his second foul. So Bombers get the ball back, leading by a point. Again, 1:12 left on the clock here in the opening period. Now West Memphis is going to bring in another sub real quick as Xavier Warren will come in, replacing Jalen Lewis. Wyatt Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Full court man-to-man for West Memphis. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over on the left wing, on the right wing, that is, to Crawford. Now back up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up immediately for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Williams. He's quickly back the other way. Williams throws over on the right side to Hazley. Thought about three. Now throws it back up top to Williams. Now ball goes down in the lane to Xavier Warren, and he gets it. Xavier Warren with his first 2 points of the night, and West Memphis back on top, 13-12. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Jones has the ball in the low block, finds Tabor in the paint. He's going to put up the jumper. It bounces around and goes in. Dawson Tabor with his first 2 points of the night. He's picking up where he left off Tuesday night at Searcy. 14-13, Mounts on back on top, 22 seconds left in this first quarter. Ball goes over on the left side to Horde. Now he dribbles up near the top. 10 seconds left. Horde just inside the half-court line. 6 seconds. Horde's going down into the lane. He's going to pull up at the free-throw line for the jumper. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free-throw line with 3.8 seconds left. Abe Crawford picks up his first personal foul. That's the second team foul against Mounts home. So the first free throws for West Memphis tonight will be shot by Emmanuel Horde. He has 5 points so far this evening. So Horde's first free throw is up and good. That's our first tie of the night. So he has one more shot to try to give the Blue Devils the lead back. Horde's second free throw is up. Will not go. Jones gets the rebound. He's got to hurry if they're going to get a shot off. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Horde. He's going to try to get the shot off. No good, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. So, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mounts Nome and West Memphis, knotted up at 14. You're into Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.